Simplot, Smoky Canyon Mine, 40 years, and we actually have a family member with us, Scott Simplot, flew in to see the mine and to come to the celebration here. Scott, we stand here in the tent that overlooks how the company has progressed over the years, photos of your dad, a lot of memories in front of you, your thoughts on how this company has grown and how your family brought it to this point.
To set the stage, I'm looking at photographs, and there might be 15 photographs. Some of the photographs I've never seen before. There's one about onion flakes.
Oh yes,
I saw. And I have a story that my dad tells. When he first started out, he was shipping potatoes and onions from Caldwell, Idaho, and
in the early stages.
And what you do is you take the run of the field run onions, and you take the little ones, the good ones, and you sell the good ones, and you take the little ones, and they're called call onions. So he was selling call onions to someone in Berkeley, California, and the guy in Berkeley, California wasn't paying him for his call onions. So he goes down to collect.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in this guy's small one-room office in Berkeley, California. And another gentleman walks in and sits down, and the two of them start talking to each other. Well, the guy that had the dehydrator that wasn't paying my dad didn't show up. He didn't want to deal with dear old dad. So my dad starts talking to the new gentleman that walks in, and it happens to be the guy that was buying the onion flakes, a guy named Sokol. And so the two of them start talking, and they talk and they talk and they talk, and pretty soon they get out of a back of an envelope and they write down this agreement.
And there's business.
And so my dad sort of goes out that afternoon and reads the nameplate off the dehydrator that the fellow in Berkeley had, you know.
Yeah.
And it was the address of who made the dehydrator. So my dad's still in California. He gets in his car and he drives out to the people that make the dehydrator, and he buys the dehydrator. And ships it to Caldwell, Idaho, and he gets into business of dehydrating vegetables
and working with the potatoes all at the same time.
And it was really it really started out as an onion operation.
How about that?
And then World War II came along, and things just exploded because he had a dehydrator.
Right.
He knew how to do it.
Could get the food out there. We're with Scott Simplot. We're over at the 40th anniversary celebration of the Smoky Canyon Mine. You see pictures of your father here. Has he progressed the company into what it is today? That has to bring some great feelings back to the family that this company has grown and you've employed so many people over the years.
Well, yeah, we've done that for sure. I'm looking at a photograph of my dad and Ray Kroc. Ray Kroc is the person that started McDonald's. Ray Kroc and my dad just hit it off. They were two old shoes, and you know, they weren't Harvard MBAs at all.
Yeah,
they were just people that
very successful companies.
They just went out and got things done, and they really enjoyed each other. And here Ray Kroc is walking through the Simplot potato plant.
And look what happened with all those French fries.
And that was a huge thing.
Let's talk a little bit about Smoky Canyon Mine. A couple hundred people on average employed over the years. Your thoughts on that? Because you brought jobs to Star Valley that would not have been here otherwise.
Well, guys, you can't. You have to say the Simplot company's been really lucky. I mean, really lucky. And the thing about mining is
finding good people.
Yeah, we had a mine that was close to Pocatello called the Gay Mine.
Yeah.
And we mined that for 45, 50 years. And then moved from there to Conda, Idaho. And when Conda got short of ore, we needed to go someplace else. And lucky for us, we were able to come to Afton.
Come to Afton, Smoky Canyon Mine, a couple hundred jobs, people with good benefits. That has to bring some satisfaction to the family your father.
Oh, wow. Yep.
That a lot has happened. Let's close out here. Your thoughts, congratulatory note to the Smoky Canyon Mine from Scott.
Well, guys, food follows skill. I say it a lot. And when you're up there on the hill and you look at all of the skill that's involved, I'm just touched. I mean, food just doesn't happen. It comes from people who know how to mine in snow on top of a hill. It's 6,000, 7,000 feet in the air.
And they never stop.
And it's with equipment that's jaw-dropping. It's really touching to me.
We all wish them all the best. We thank you for coming over to Star Valley to celebrate 40 years of Smoky Canyon Mine.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
Scott Simplot, Smoky Canyon Mine.